You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hi, this is Kyrie Shelton from New York City FC, and you're listening to The Cooligans.
Hi, I'm RJ Allen for New York City Football Club, and you're listening to The Cooligans.
This is Ian Joy, and you're listening to The Cooligans.
We're back. We're Cooligans.
We are The Cooligans.
Yes, we are. You know that now because you're listening to our podcast, and you absolutely love us, and we love that you love us. And hey, I love you.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's weird because you made eye contact when you said that. Yeah. So I don't know if you said it to the fans or directly to me.
Both. How's that? I meant you, but I said the fans already. And if you were paying attention, you would have heard that.
That's very sweet. I love you too, man.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
We've never told each other that we love each other.
I think we have. I whisper it while you sleep. I go right out to your ear. By the way, we don't live together. This is not a Bernie and Ernie kind of thing.
Which is why it's even weirder.
Yeah, which is why it's weirder. Your girlfriend does not like when I crawl through the window.
Well,
we don't live together. You know what we did do together? We watched the MLS Cup final.
Oh, we did.
Very hard for us to find a bar that was playing it, which I think is a big loss for MLS. I know they said that the ratings were the worst in 20 years, or it was a low in the last few years.
That's, it might be. The worst in 20 years is...
Can't possibly be.
The league's only been in existence for 20 years, so that's not good.
Yeah, that's not a good number. I don't know if that was the exact number, but I know they said the ratings were very low.
Yeah.
They were not great. And here's the thing. They play the game at the same time that the Jets were playing the Giants.
Big game.
So you've literally knocked out the biggest TV market in the U.S. Now, I don't know if that was planned, but I know the NFL schedule comes out pretty early in the season.
And if it was planned, very poor planning.
Very poor. So in order to maximize your ratings for a game that's being played versus two of the five smallest markets in the U.S., for a sport that's not a top sport, you would imagine that they would make every effort to make sure that there's literally nothing else happening. Well, I don't care if they played this game at 1 a.m.
Sure.
You know, there should have been a bit more of an effort considering New York City as a whole.
Yeah.
The number one game in America is being played versus with both teams in the same city, which just does not happen very often in New York City. The biggest TV market. At the same time, Columbus is playing Portland. So even if soccer was a bit more popular, I think a lot less people would have watched it numbers-wise simply because New York City at that point was focused on, New York Giants versus New York Jets, a game that just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only that, when we decided a bar that we knew for sure would have it on, Nevada Smith.
We were certain.
I mean, it's the mecca of soccer.
One of the best soccer bars in
the world, really.
Yeah,
they've won awards.
Three floors, gorgeous.
Gorgeous. It's like walking into like a Hall of Fame, like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for soccer.
Yeah.
There's autographed jerseys. There's autographed boots in the wall. They're all over. They're like built into the wall. It's like walking around. There's like a beautiful third floor. You know, we saw the first NYCFC match there.
That's right. We saw it was against Orlando.
Yeah, and they call it where football is king. Mm-hmm. Here's a place that's not going to play NFL. This place will play the MLS Cup final. I mean, they play leagues from all over the world.
Yeah, and it turned out they weren't playing anything.
No.
They weren't playing either game.
Because apparently they just didn't pay their rent. They just never paid their rent.
Yeah, so Nevada Smith is a bar in the East Village of New York City.
Yeah.
Was a bar. We were like, we're going to go to our spot.
Yeah,
where we saw our first MLS game of this season, we're gonna see the final game of the MLS season
right here where we belong.
Bookend it perfectly.
Yes.
I walk up to the door and there's a sign from a federal marshal saying Nevada.
Never a good sign. Never a good sign.
They usually don't leave positive post-it notes like milk's in the fridge.
The U.S. marshal wants you to know, have a good time in there. Get in there and root on your favorite sports team.
Yeah, they were very, it was very adamant. It said right there, Nevada Smith has been seized. So it's barred shut. You cannot get in. Gone. There's nothing happening in there.
gone.
Which is a terrible shame. And then I looked it up because I was obviously very disappointed.
Right.
And there was an article somewhere that said they owe $150,000 of loan payments that they did not pay.
Sell a couple of those jerseys, baby.
You can make your money back.
Come on. $150,000
is that's a lot of money. That's, I mean, with the amount of people that go in that place, it's hard to believe that they couldn't afford it.
Yeah, and I think their biggest mistake was that they put it in the middle of a very hip neighborhood, you know, which is great to have it there, but you don't need it there, you know. Sure. Soccer fans will travel, okay? We could have gone to Football Factory.
Sure, I've never heard
Legends.
Of football.
No, Legends. Oh, the Legends. Downstairs is called Football Factory. Okay, yeah, we could have gotten to Legends, you know?
We didn't.
We didn't even think about it. So, sorry, Legends.
We were in a rush. I mean, it was literally like the game was like starting like 20 minutes. We had to go somewhere.
Yeah. We were trying to decide. And then we ended up just coming to my apartment and watching it on the ESPN app, which was very good.
It was very good.
It seemed like not a lot of people were watching it because it was going nice and smooth. Smooth stream.
No lag whatsoever.
No lag whatsoever. It's like nobody else cared. But honestly, it was an amazing match. I mean, literally, we put it on.
I mean, seconds in.
We put it on and they were just doing like, the national anthem kind of thing. They're standing around holding on to the kids, the mascots. And I looked down and our thing was we were going to live tweet during it, which hopefully you guys enjoyed. I was like, so yeah, let's live tweet it. And I looked down and I hear, whoa, already from you. And I was like, did somebody get injured? You know, because what are the odds that someone scored in the first 27 seconds?
Yeah.
Turns out 100% true.
Very likely. In very MLS scored. Cup final. Yeah. It's very likely.
Fastest goal in MLS Cup history.
Very poor. It is an exciting thing. It's kind of crazy.
It's a goalkeeper blunder.
It is. It's what happened to Peyton Manning in 2013 against the Seattle Seahawks. Yep. That first, you know, flub. He messed up the snap. So look, we get in high pressure situations that can happen.
Yeah.
But for a goalkeeper to make the mistake that Steve Clark did, he looked like he was not ready for the game. He didn't start yet. Like his mind was not. He casually took that touch. So there was a back pass to the keeper, and he took that touch so casually. Like, nah, there's no way. This never happened. This never happened.
I'll be fine.
They don't score on you.
Yeah.
Seconds in.
I mean, yeah, he's closing in on me, but I'm gonna be fine. I've got a lot of time. I will give credit to Portland though. If you look back at that clip, they were pressing very high. And you could see, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but there's one of the defenders was yelling at the team to get even higher, to keep pressing even higher. And if you look, Clark, the goalkeeper, did not have a lot of options of where to send it to. Now, there is the option that is tried and true, which is send it into the stands. Hit a kid with an ice cream right in the mouth with that ball.
He took a... Diego Valeri was the one who scored.
Yeah.
And
which is their DP.
Yeah. Right? And good on him. He ran in a lot of times, and you'll see it game after game where a forward, you know, they don't really think their odds are that great of you know, disrupting the goalkeeper in any way. So they kind of slow down as soon as they get close. He did not. He really did not. Went after
He it. Also saw the first touch was a bit wide, and I think his eyes got real wide.
Yeah.
And if you see it, he slides, and as the goalkeeper tries to clear it, he essentially blocks the clearance into the goal.
Correct.
So he doesn't actually make contact with the ball while it's dead. He makes contact with the ball as it's already been kicked.
Ricocheted right in,
Which is incredible, because you know he had the wherewithal to put himself in that position. He basically slid tackled the ball into the net. And I mean, you know,
it was a great play, but
if you're a Portland fan, is there anything better? There's no better way to start the match that way. Oh, I mean, your DP just scores and it's their fault.
Yeah.
Oh God. Beautiful.
So
feels better than an own goal.
I mean, when you see that, when you see the first touch that Steve Clark took, he wasn't even looking at Valeri.
No.
I mean, he was his, I don't know why he didn't.
He was still in training.
It's almost like, don't you feel this rush of this defender coming towards you?
Also, you hear the crowd start
to they
build.
All go,
Yeah.
So I don't understand why he was so slow in the reaction. You know, again,
He must be thinking like, man, my haircut must look good. These guys are cheering for me. Yeah.
That first touch was bad.
Hey, these new gloves. Everyone loves them. Everyone loves these new gloves. They said it. That's the ad.
Yeah. He was already thinking like, what? Yeah, the sponsorship deals yeah, he was gonna
yeah.
get.
Yeah.
After the game,
this guy's shaking hands with gloves only in his head. You know, he's autographing young goalkeepers' gloves.
Poor guy, man. Yeah, I felt bad.
Yeah, I mean,
but it was a double.
Second half, he was a beast. That's but right. There's nothing you can do once you've already put your team back.
Yes.
One
so,
goal.
So as you already know, Portland Timbers won the game 2-1.
Yeah, the first championship or the first MLS Cup in the Cascadia region.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
Cascadia being Vancouver, Seattle, Portland. Highly contested, highly passionate fans in that area.
Yeah, very great
Seattle
fan bases.
Fans
yeah.
must be furious.
I can see that. I can
Oof,
see that.
They must feel. It's like you it, like they'll here's how I can explain it. I remember when that Reverend Run had a reality show.
I do remember.
And that. Everyone thought the older sister was the hottest. And then the younger sister, I think her name was Angela. I think Angela Simmons.
Okay.
Was like the what everyone thought was like the average one, the average looking one. And then something happened like 2 years later where like the one who was the model all of a sudden wasn't hot anymore, and Angela all of a sudden was the hot one.
Yeah.
And like her cachet built. That's just what happened. Seattle was the older one, got in there first. A lot of yeah. big signings, huge fan base, Drew Carey's running around with a camera. Everyone's into it. This is whatever. Let's call her Christina Simmons. I can't remember her name.
And then
here's ugly little Angela. Right? People, come on. People liked her. She was the cool one, okay. right? Portland. She was the cool one, like the hip underground one. And then all of a sudden, boom, she's the pretty one, you know?
I really do want to applaud you for making a Reverend Run. I don't even remember the name of this show. This is a couple years ago.
Yeah, this is a while ago.
It's Run's House. The
Run's
show's
House.
Called Run's House.
Yes, there we go.
So,
which is also the name for my apartment whenever I eat Indian food.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, the copyright infringement a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, let them find out. If Reverend Run is listening to this podcast, I bet you right now Diggy Simmons is listening to this podcast.
You must have really loved the show.
I don't know why I'm remembering.
Why do you
remember?
I don't know. I saw maybe two episodes yeah. at most.
Did you? I watched a couple of them. I was very interested because since I was a kid, I always thought, like, what are these rappers going to be like when they're old, you know?
Okay.
They're talking about nothing but guns and drugs right now. And then when they're old, they're going to be like, get off my lawn, you know? So I kind of was interested.
Sure.
But yeah, I remember way too much about the Simmons House.
But Reverend Run DMC was the antithesis of guns and drugs. They did
sure.
not really
yeah,
do
no,
that.
They did not do that. They rapped about Jesus.
I yeah,
mean, come
yeah.
on.
I mean,
later on.
Later on, exactly.
Yeah, first they were the King of Rock. Then they all of a sudden, you know. Whose house?
Exactly.
Runs
Great out. Hit. If you guys don't know, we might have some young listeners.
Yeah, you might not
Run
even
DMC.
Know.
Great catalog of music.
Yeah, great. Great. I mean, you know, there is no higher.
Yeah, yeah. You, we are down with the king.
Yeah, we are down with the king. That's the one that was about Jesus. Get down with the king. That's the one I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, Jam Master Jay passed away. Unfortunately, he was shot in a studio, but the rest of them are still alive. DMC has no voice. It's very sad. It's a sad story across the board.
I love that. That's just a casual thing you throw out.
Quick segue out of it.
Oh, good. That could have been rough. That could have been awkward.
That could have been awkward. But you know who didn't get shot? Angela Simmons, huh? Which is your Portland Timbers.
Yeah.
Come on.
Congratulations to the Timbers. I was rooting for Columbus. I was just like kind of...
I think we both said Columbus was
Yeah, I was like...
We were wrong throughout the whole playoffs.
Very much so. Initially, yeah. I was like, oh, I'll just root for the Eastern Conference, unless it's the Red Bulls, you know? And then I really kind of... There were a lot of interviews with Kai Kamara, and I started like really liking the guy, and I was really rooting for him.
He is a likable guy.
Very much so.
But I will say this. I found myself not wanting them to win during the NFL, the MLS Cup final. For some reason, I kind of just wanted Portland to win. I don't know if because they were the underdog and they were there. They were the away team.
You thought... Portland was the underdog. Maybe just because they were the road team. I
think, yeah, because they were the road team.
Even.
But also, like, Portland in the playoffs seems like they sort of weren't as dominant as Columbus. Columbus, I mean, what they did to the Red Bulls was amazing, yeah. you know? So to me it felt, yeah, like, yeah, it kind of felt like they were the underdog a little bit. And then they come in, they score right away. I don't know, there was something fun about it. It was like a good movie. Like, you're watching, like, Goal 4. Remember the movie Goal? You big fan of the movie Goal? I'm talking to you. I don't know why you're staring at
me. No, I don't know what you're talking about. No.
Santi? You don't remember Santi, the Mexican kid who gets onto Newcastle?
No, I never saw this movie.
Oh, man, we got to watch the movie Goal. It's terrible, but in a great way. There's a Mexican kid who, like, can't even afford shin guards, so he puts, like, cardboard in his socks so he can play a game. And he's so amazing in, like, a rec league in California that he gets sent to Newcastle. And because of an injury, he gets into the first team. He's basically like Chicharito's.
Yeah, yeah.
Like kind of a character. And he scores, and then, you know, he has to, like, you know, there's like a scene where, like, there's a lot of, like, tall grass and mud. And they're like, you never seen mud like this. Like, obviously, it's an English accent. They don't have some hick out there in overalls and a piece of wheat in his mouth. They're like, man, you never seen grass like this. Where the hell am I, man? Yeah.
It's like that those Jason Sudeikis commercials where he's the coach of Tottenham.
Yeah. What are these, trust exercises? I love that. Whatchamacallit? Yeah, so it's a terribly awesome movie. And I think it's on Netflix, so you should watch it.
Okay.
There's three of them.
I don't have Netflix.
Ooh. Oh, you don't?
Is that embarrassing?
Not really. So you just chill then.
I got Amazon Prime. I do that. I mean,
that's like the nerdy one. That's like having an Android.
I'm not bragging about it. Yeah. I'm just, you know, it's just more money to spend on another.
Hulu would be Android. Amazon Prime, that's like having a Windows phone. Ain't nobody got no Windows phone.
Sure, it's the one that you, like, you buy for the kids so they can break.
Yeah, you know? Here you go, Windows phone. They throw it. Good job, kid. Right away. It was free. Tell Bill Gates you love him, and he'll send you one.
But I did. I was supporting Kai Kamara. I really wanted him to win, and it was a great story. The
Sierra Leone and the whole nine.
He's seen so much tragedy.
Yeah, this guy's seen people killed in front of him.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the worst thing he's seen is Steve Clark allowing that goal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that he's gonna, like,
top of the list
night
now.
Sweats.
Yeah. He's like, I watched a man be butchered alive, and they started with the limbs, so he lived as long as he could. And still, what beats that is Steve Clark.
You know, shout out to the Columbus Crew fans who stayed. Really late into the match. You know, a lot of people normally leave. They don't want to see the other team celebrate.
You're giving credit to the same fans that threw beer at the opposing players when they scored.
You know, they gathered themselves, and they're back in my good graces.
Understood. Listen, first 17 minutes, two goals go in. I get it. Yeah.
I mean, of course. Why wouldn't you be
furious as well?
Yeah. But they stayed, and they were cheering on Kai Kamara while he was, I mean, he was visibly very distraught, very sad.
Very much so.
He really, really wanted this, man.
He looked like a photo of Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, you know, slapping the stuff on his face. That's kind of what he looked like throughout most of the match.
Okay. I mean, I feel like if we were trying to find an analogy of, like, something sad, that's
another
probably
Simmons.
That's we should bring back more. Yeah.
So JoJo, when Diggy's mixtape when Diggy's freestyle blew up and JoJo had that, like, why do I know so much about this?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, everybody knows this. These are references everyone can relate to.
I am shocking myself with how much I know about the Simmons family. Oh, my God. And the girls had the shoes, the pastry shoes. Oh, Jesus. Ugh. I got to get out of it. I got to get out of the Simmons, the Simmons rabbit hole I'm in.
Incredible. I mean, I would say the only rap reality show that I was into was the White Rapper Show. Remember that on VH1?
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Holla back. John Brown. I always wonder what happened to that kid, the king of the birds.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
That was a good show, that first season.
Yeah, when MC Search was the host. Yeah, that was great.
That's how I heard about Carolyn Castilla.
She was on it?
She was on it. She was on the first, like, episode, first two episodes, maybe.
No.
She was. She raps. Carolyn Castilla, she's a comedian, a good friend of mine and ours, you know. She's
very funny.
It's like the Mafia. She's a good friend of ours.
Yeah, she's a good friend of ours. She's in the family. She's good people. She's an earner.
Great freestyle, great rapper.
She is a very good rapper.
Really, really good. And she was on that show. And I remember when I started comedy in 2008, I went to a show and I saw her and she got brought out and she was like, oh, you may have seen her on the VH1's The White Rapper Show. I lost my mind.
Yeah.
I was like, and, like, the show only cost $10. And this is at the time when I didn't realize that there were free comedy shows. I didn't know where the comedy shows were.
Yeah.
So I got to see her for like $10. I was like, whoa, get out of here.
Yeah. She's a white rapper. Yeah.
It blew my mind.
But what did she do on the show? She, like, and they're like, yeah, you can't be.
She auditioned. Yeah. And she didn't get into the final group of people, but she was on the show.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's insane. I never knew she was on it. I wonder whatever happened to John Brown. Hallelujah, Hallaback.
That's right. He was the Southern rapper guy, right?
No, he was just white one who wore the hoodie all the time.
That's right, that's right. The guy who won was the Southern rapper.
Was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember someone winning. I stopped watching.
It was a good show. I watched it, you know.
I was doing more research on the Simmons family at the time. I was.
Can I tell you a little story?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
It's not that exciting, but I did IT for a long time,
yeah.
and I worked for Sean John.
Yeah.
And so because
I got, can't say that without me laughing.
Because I worked for Diddy, so I got the opportunity to like help out other kind of celebrities with their computer issues.
Yeah.
And one of the people whose house I went to was Kimora Lee Simmons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I went to her house and I helped fix some server that she had. All right. Well, no, that's not. That's
what
not,
else did you do?
It's not that kind of story.
So you fix their servers.
Yeah. So I don't. I mean, I would only bring that up because I'm speaking to the biggest Simmons family fan.
I don't know why I know so much,
but
about this family. Well, anyway, the MLS Cup was exciting. Not as exciting as when Diggy got his first thing, but very exciting. I think personally that you know, if you have never seen an MLS match and you watch that match, I can't see how you're not a fan of the league, other than to say you saw how terrible the refs were.
Oh, man.
That's the only, I mean, again, and I've been raving about this. I've been ranting about this. I've been saying this since
you've been raving and ranting about it. Just
that's both bad, right? No, I've been ranting about it. I've been saying negative things about this
both
loudly from the beginning of this podcast, and I will continue to. The three things I talk about most, we need more. We need an NYCFC 2 and a better academy, right? So we talk about development. I constantly talk about how terrible the refs are, and I talk about the Simmons family. Those are the three things that people know me for.
That has been the theme across all the episodes. Yeah,
all
the episodes,
if you put them all together. If we did a word cloud, Diggy and Angela would be at the top. I really don't know why I know so much about that. But I will say this. The refereeing is absolutely atrocious. And if every other league, it seems to me like they're getting in trouble for mistakes. We don't hear about it because MLS is very tight-lipped, like the NFL is. Mm-hmm. They're all NFL guys that basically run it. And the single entity structure, they don't release any of this information, but they need to start. Let us know what you're doing to fix this, because it is absolutely terrible. And it seems like nothing is happening. It's not getting better. It's not getting worse, but it's not getting better. It's consistently bad. And that's not good.
Well, the two calls. I don't even remember one of them. Maybe you remember the second one. The first call was the. Which one? Oh, the ball went out of bounds. Second goal.
Yeah, I think that's the main one.
Yeah, that's the main one, right?
Yeah, like every ref turned their back.
The other complaint was that I think there
the
were...
handball at the line.
The handball at the line didn't call. And also the game that was sort of judged very, very freely. I think there was maybe one yellow card.
Yeah.
It was a very aggressively played match.
Right. And here's the thing. I don't mind an aggressive play match. I think they take it a little too far in the MLS, but I will say this. Like they tend to be very aggressive. It allows for athleticism, but if a ball goes out of bounds or it's out of bounds and then that other team scores when the team that was supposed to get the ball back is standing there.
Yeah, it was that bad call directly affected a goal.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the
created
reason the goal.
One. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how much were the refs paid to let Portland win is what I'm saying.
I mean, is there, you know,
based on the scale, probably $30,000.
It's difficult
based on the MLS.
I mean, they gave him like a sandwich or whatever.
Yeah, here's a little baggy sandwich, like someone made it. You didn't even get this at a deli.
And I took a bite out of it though.
Yeah.
You know, like take what you get. Don't complain.
Yeah, and I squeezed all the mayo towards that bite, so you're gonna get a very dry sandwich, which is what I used to do to my sister. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, so MLS. Final. The season is done. A lot of movement going to start happening now. All the free agents are coming out. That's what we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff coming up.
Nope, I got nothing.
Nothing else. All right. Well, then why keep talking? We'll talk to you guys in a bit. I love the gram. I love the gram. I love the gram. I'm addicted to it. I know I am. I know I am. And I just follow Angela
Simmons. Boy, I got a crush on Angela Simmons. Welcome back to the Cooligans.
Yeah. Very somber.
Yeah, not somber, just, you know.
Direct.
Direct, passionate. Just, everybody knows, I mean, business. This segment means business.
Business.
So, obviously, the MLS season is over. We are very we're very sad. It's going to be a very difficult, I believe, 2 months before we start over again?
Two to three.
It's a very short off season. Yeah. we're back in March.
March.
So, man, no breaks for these guys.
I mean, 2 months, and for a lot of teams like NYCFC, it's been a little longer.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good point. Good point. But there was a great article written at HudsonRiverBlue.com, which is
which a lot of the fans don't like.
They don't like the website.
A lot of the fans have a very big hate relationship with
Well, I think with like a
Hudson
lot
River Blue.
With a lot of sports websites, yes, a lot of what's written is opinion.
Yeah.
And
strong opinion.
And very strong opinion, which is something that's necessary from the media.
Right.
It is a thing that definitely helps us be critical, even though we can't just be blind supporters and not,
I agree,
you know, criticize things we think that the team is doing wrong. But I read this article and I thought it was pretty fascinating. Just this article specifically feels like an accusation, you know, like a bold accusation,
which I think leads to why I said what I said. Yeah.
So there were two articles that sort of referred to this topic, but one of the claims that they're making at Hudson River Blue was that New York City FC is a farm team
based on the actions of CFG, our owners.
Yeah, so we, you know, maybe a little differently than other MLS teams, NYCFC is a subsidiary of a bigger product.
And the way the way City Football Group, which owns Manchester City, mm-hmm. and also owns us, and because of that, so Manchester City doesn't own New York City Football Club. The group that owns Manchester City also owns. So yes. It's a lot like saying you own a house. Okay, Christian?
Mm-hmm.
You now own a house.
I love this house.
It's beautiful, isn't it? All right. Now you have a couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out and buy another couch.
That's right.
So
Two comfy couches.
Now one of them's in your living room. Okay. One of them you
Yeah, where it belongs.
Yeah. Where couches go. Okay.
Yeah.
It's made out of leather. You really love it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
It's the one you sit in the most.
What are you smoking on my couch?
Get out of here.
You're gonna get ashes on my leather. You're out of your mind.
No, now you have another couch. You can't put it in the same room, right?
It would clash.
It would. So you put it in, let's say, the great room, right? This is where you go to, you know, let the kids, you have kids in this area. That's sure. where the kids go play.
Oh, my God, I'm sweating already.
The walls are closing in on both of us, and I'm not even in this thing.
So much pressure.
Your wife's not there. Died in a car accident. okay. But the kids are there.
All right, hold on. Give me a second to grieve. I just found out about my wife.
Yeah.
And she was also dead.
Yeah. Just found out. You had love and lost.
Okay, I got past it. I'm back on Tinder.
Right.
Let's go.
Adele record, listened to a couple times, moved on. So you have another couch. Now you're the owner. There's no main couch, right? There's no mm-hmm. right. The couches aren't underneath each other, right? There's no inferiority, but to some degree, one is a little bit more valuable,
of course,
than the other one. So you tend to focus more on one couch. That's kind of where NYCFC and you know the Tokyo team, which I can't remember, the Yokohama Mariners, maybe Melbourne City. I think there's a Brazilian team that they recently just purchased. I don't know. There's a couple different clubs, if you will. NYCFC seems to be the more important
couch. It's the most important couch.
It's the most important couch outside of Manchester City.
Outside of Manchester City, yes.
The Manchester City couch seems to be, and here's the thing, it's valued at a higher rate.
Of course, without a doubt. It's one of the biggest products on the planet.
Right. Not only is it one of the biggest products, it's in one of the biggest leagues.
Yeah.
So it's in the most valuable league. It's the league that pays the most out for TV money starting next year ever. The losing team is going to make $100 million next year. A team gets regulated next year will make $100 million in the English Premier League.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they got that much.
That's more than what the winner is going to get this year. Okay.
Really?
That's how big this TV contract is. That's how
incredible.
Massive this TV money is. It's £6 billion. That's like $700 billion American dollars. I might have done the math wrong.
Just a slightly, but
maybe. I might be off a little bit, but nonetheless.
That's one expensive couch.
Yeah, boy. Look at that couch. The TV rights, which I don't have on my couch.
Also, one of my, it's great to go to NYCFC matches and be with the very prideful and honorable supporters group, the Third Couch.
The Third Couch. Third Couch. Hearts of Couch is where we stand next to Hearts of Couch.
Great. It's great supporters.
Yeah. And again, thank you so much for the drum squad over at the Templa Couch. Los Templa Sofas. did we miss anyone we're going to get?
This is great. There's so many people who have no idea what we're talking about, and it's the funniest thing ever.
We're just throwing couch and everything. It was not a bad, and listen, I worked really hard to not throw Simmons in there, okay? But nonetheless, you know, people get upset that NYCFC all of a sudden, you know, they're not sending Kun Aguero over here. Relax, okay? We're in the MLS. It's not the number one league. I feel like it will be at one point, and you and I have spoken about this. I feel like it will be at one point, and when it does, if Manchester City is playing in the English Premier League and that league is not getting the ratings and it's not drawing the money that it used to, and now MLS is top dog, guess what's going to happen? We're going to swap couches, baby. Exactly. Okay? This couch scenario is working out a lot better than I thought. We're going to swap couches.
Yeah, I'm going to call the kids. I'm going to say, hey, help me get the couch in the other room.
Maybe it's just for now. Maybe it's forever.
You know?
But help me. And then they all die of heart attacks like your wife did.
I was going to say me and your new mommy are going to be sitting in the new couch, but now my kids are gone also.
Yeah, my kids are now gone. Grief period was much quicker for the children, by the way. Says a lot about you. Okay. Nonetheless, it's the same thing. Are we a farm team? No. But are we the first of five priorities for City Football Group? No. And should we be? No.
Not yet,
No, we're not there yet.
Financially. And it's really all about money. There's really nothing else.
This is more important. Business. It makes no sense. Yeah. You can have something you like more, but you need to feed what earns more.
Exactly.
If this was the Mafia, okay, Manchester City's your biggest earner. He's a made man. Okay?
Yeah.
New York City Football Club just became a made man. Let him prove himself. I don't care if he's your nephew. Let him prove himself.
That's right.
Okay?
Like Chris Moltisanti.
Yeah, and he died. Okay?
He didn't. Yeah. So much death in this segment.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things happening.
But he did well for a long
time.
He did well for a long time.
He was a good earner for a while.
He proved himself.
Yeah, I mean, he got involved in drugs. He shouldn't have done that. Am I spoiling it for anyone? If you haven't watched Sopranos at this point, you're no friend of mine.
Yeah, I agree, because it shouldn't be this. I think a lot of what's written about NYCFC sort of being this, being a subsidiary, is as if it's an insult.
Yeah, it's not. It's our place.
Exactly.
Right now.
And we are where we are.
Right.
We're rookies.
Yes. First year in existence.
We have to prove ourselves in the league. Mm-hmm. We have to. But I really have a strong belief that as NYCFC rises, I think the league will grow as well.
I agree. You know, rising tide lifts all boats.
Yeah. And even more than, you know, I think the LA Galaxy, I think the two teams on the coast sort of determine and have a like where the influence of the league goes.
Especially the valuation of the league.
Very much so. But I think I have more confidence in City Football Group to raise the status of MLS than any other team.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and here's the thing, I agree with you. Imagine if the only players we got were youth development players, like elite development squad players, right? Mm-hmm. From Manchester City. We got youth players, we had our own youth players, and some of our youth players that were so good went to Manchester City, and we didn't get the A, but we got the B. Okay.
Yeah.
But imagine that B was enough to win the MLS Cup and be competitive in it every year. And we did really, really good in CONCACAF Champions League. I mean, maybe we don't win it every year, but we do really well. We do really well. We're competitive. We're basically the Real Madrid or Barcelona of MLS. Is that enough for you to not care that you're not getting the A, you know, players?
For me, I would be happy with it. Mainly because I think, especially when I bought season tickets and when I was getting excited about the team, I was definitely, the thing that piqued my interest was the big signings. That's what I'm like, oh, cool, look at this. I love these players. You know, this is going to be great. But as I started supporting the team, going to more games, learning about the players, meeting some of the players, I've developed a connection to the team, to the brand,
yeah,
and I sort of lost that, you know, caring so much about the big names. Because, you know, we have good players that are playing with, obviously they're playing with legends, but how cool would it be if these, quote unquote, no name guys developed and really made an imprint on the league? That would be amazing. I would be prouder of that than just seeing some big name show up and dominate.
Right. I agree with you. Like, I think that's why the fans love Poku so much.
Yeah, that's a great example.
You know, because he's the guy who no one knew who he was. He came in, you know, he worked his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that guy was, I mean, he wasn't just scoring. He wasn't just doing things. He wasn't just making amazing passes. It seemed like he was giving it his all. And in a league like ours, and I think this is any league, those guys.
If his all is, you know, the 28 minutes Christ would give him.
I mean, if there's one reason for that guy to have been fired, it's not starting Poku more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, I agree with you. And, yeah, I mean, you know, the guy had some issues, you know, and then, you know, his stamina was a big thing. His fitness was a big thing. But hopefully he fixes that. And I have a feeling Patrick Vieira telling him exactly what to do will fix that.
Yeah. But, you know what? That seemed to be, like, the complaint that Poku was just, like, either a fit issue or maybe he was slower than, but there's something about being a dominant force,
yeah,
like that. Like I've really never seen that.
Well, you saw, I think, Hudson River Blue, back to them, and again, we're not sponsored by Hudson River Blue. but Rafael Noboa and I forget the end of his last name,
Rivera.
He reported, I believe it was him who reported, that there was a potential trade of Poku to Philly Union.
Yeah, yeah.
So I believe that's why he was being sat so much. So they used a lot of these other things as excuses to, like, make sure he doesn't get injured. But here's the other thing. Why are you trading this guy? I mean, it's like, oh, okay, cool. So Christ wasn't an idiot. He was just sitting him to train him. Here's the question. Why are you trading this guy? The fans are look, the entire stadium didn't get involved in a lot of chants. The one that they did besides Pirlo was "We want Poku." There's people who've never been to an MLS game that are chanting "We want Poku."
Yeah.
You know, the supporters, it makes sense that we want him, right? Because he plays well. He scored two at Cosmos. Everyone was excited. And as soon as he comes off the pitch, we lose the game to Cosmos. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is the guy we want on out there on the pitch playing. The entire stadium was yelling at, why are you selling this guy? Why are you trading him? Why?
Yeah. None of it made much sense.
No, that was more, that it's like, to relieve the confusion created more confusion.
Yeah. I think the Poku sensation, the Poku experience, as I like to call it. Yeah. I think it's probably the most, if I reflect on the season, and one thing I did not sort of see coming, did not expect, was the rise of Poku.
Yeah.
Just, and, I agree. And that he was by far the fan favorite.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Villa, Pirlo, Lampard, but whose name was chanted more than anybody?
Yeah.
It was Poku. It was Poku. By far.
People wanted Poku all day.
Yeah.
On that pitch. I mean, is he gassed? Leave him out there. Let's see what happens. He made a couple mistakes early on. And you know what? Because he's developing, we forgave him. And he's still young. Why would you trade this guy?
Yeah. For even, you know, if we compile a list of mistakes that the NYCFC players made.
Yeah.
The list is, for the other players, would be so much higher.
Grabovoi's list would look like one of those, like someone's opening up a Torah, you know, at Hanukkah time. just a scrolling paper.
So, I mean, my feelings in, like, conclusion is, like, I definitely expect so much more next season.
And I think we're good.
Mix, come on.
You think we're getting any free agents? I don't think we have a cap space for it. If you guys don't know, it's the first year free agents aren't even allowed.
That's
MLS.
Right. I mean, they've been, first of all, there's so many players gone. So somebody has to show up. I mean, we don't have enough players to field a team.
I don't think we're playing Puerto Rico. I think Patrick Vieira is going to suit up against Puerto Rico.
He might have to.
Yeah.
So I don't really get this, the free agency. So this is in the beginning of the season, the players
collective bargaining agreement.
They renegotiated the collective bargaining agreement.
The big issue was getting that free agency.
Free agency. So
I'm not mistaken, I think the players wanted to break apart the single entity system.
Yeah, that's gonna be an issue.
We got six more years of this rehab, but I'm really waited on bated breath on what's gonna happen next one, because this next CBA is gonna be long and hard.
Yeah, So the I don't know why I giggled.
I don't know why you giggled either. Because that's not what I meant. If I did mean that, but I would have made a much more obvious remark.
We're just
The next CBA is going to be long, hard, and veiny. I think a lot of people are going to get involved.
Okay. Well, you see, I don't really, I grasp the concept of free agency in
all other sports
because it really makes
everywhere else
simple sense. You know, you have a contract, and as soon as your contract expires, now you are a free agent.
Right.
So,
or you can negotiate to put that inside your contract where you're free agent eligible after so many years, or there's an option.
Exactly. Yeah. Like NBA has restricted free agency and then unrestricted free agency.
Right.
So meaning when you're restricted is you can go to another team, but your current team can match the offer.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
And unrestricted is unrestricted. They can, anybody but can offer whatever. And
MLS is one system. The players play for MLS and are sent to a team. So, I mean, why would you sell a team to yourself for more? Why would you pay a player more money to move in this? You're still in the same system. So for teams, for clubs, which really should be called teams or franchises, you know, in order for them to attain a player that they want, that they need, there was no free agency. Now having free agency, allowing teams to compete against themselves or negotiate against themselves, breaks apart the single entity system.
Yeah.
MLS, Don Garber did not want that. More importantly, Columbus Crew's owner, which is Lamar Hunt's kid, if I'm not mistaken, John Hunt and Robert Kraft and his kid, strictly against the idea. I heard NYCFC is all for opening the league up. Obviously, they have the most money. They feel like they can succeed the most. But long story short, they negotiated that if there is no free agency, so to speak, but they have something close to it, which is after 8 years of playing in the MLS. And if you're 28 years old, at the end of the contract, you are now available for free agency, which means other teams can negotiate for your contract.
Yeah.
Up to a certain percentage, and I believe the max is 10%. 10% increase. So if you're making $150,000, someone can offer you up to $160,000, $165,000.
But the way I sort of understood it is, you are a free agent. Your contract is up, but you can't just field some offer from any team. It's like you're like drafted again.
No. That's the re-entry draft.
Okay.
Yeah, free agency. People can walk up to you, like another owner can walk up to you and say, we want blank. We want you on our team, and here's how much we're allowed to offer you.
Okay.
Up to this much. So someone could offer you just $1,000 more for the season, but someone can offer you up to whatever it is, 10 or 15%, whatever the number is.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you end up not, if you're not eligible for free agency, you go back into the re-entry draft because your contract with the league has run out.
All right. Well, this is confusing, obviously.
Not at all. This makes all the sense. All right. So you have 13 couches. Okay. You only have 1.5 living rooms.
One
of them has your dead wife on it.
Explain it to me in a language I can understand, which is couches and dead family members. That's all I know. I don't know anything else. Give me in English, baby.
Speak my language. Don't you come over here talking numbers and talking contracts. Where are we out couch-wise? That's what's important.
Was it? You're going to give me 3 dead wives to play for you? That's a good deal. Yeah,
four dead kids and 2 couches? Get your cheap ass out of here. Don't you think I'm coming to play for you with your non-couch, no dead wife? What have we done to segment 2?
I do not know.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know where to go. I guess we can only go up from here, to be completely honest.
I guess
honest.
So.
In a language
if
I
If you
know.
Guys, on the MLS website, you can see the list of all the free agents.
No couches on
no
there.
No couches on
go
there.
Go to RayburnFlanagan.com.
There's some pretty big names. The ones that stuck out to me, Donovan Ricketts, the goalkeeper for LA Galaxy.
Yeah, getting up there in age, but yeah, he's a very good goalkeeper.
Good goalkeeper. There's a difference between there's a re-entry draft and then there's free agents.
Yeah, there's a lot of lists.
There's a lot of lists. Some NYCFC players are on the re-entry draft list.
Yeah, so Chaprovsky and Kwame Watson, Cirebo.
Correct, and Ned Grabovoy.
Ned Grabovoy is a free agent.
Yeah, okay.
He's free agent eligible, so he does not go in the re-entry draft. Unless no one offers him, then he does go back into the frame. Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Look, someone has to hold their nose and jump on one foot.
He's also the last person we're worried about.
Yeah. Yeah, to be honest. As long as he doesn't come back to us. With our luck, he'll go to Red Bulls and they'll win an MLS Cup.
I mean, those two goals he gave us were pretty nice.
They were great.
It was nice.
Manny Bellucci's goals, I think, were prettier.
Oh, yeah. That first one he got was beautiful.
Foot to foot, curling in the top 90.
Took off his shirt afterwards.
Oh, my God.
So he did it.
Had Moroccan six-pack abs. Those are six beautiful couch cushions right on his, on his stomach.
Speaking of NYCFC, NYCFC will be playing Puerto Rico this Friday.
The Puerto Rican national team.
Puerto Rican national team. They're not playing against the all of Puerto Rico, the national team. They chose
the entire country is invited to take the field.
Yeah,
Hey, listen, they scored against Spain. They scored against David Villa, Spain.
Oh, okay.
Once, yeah, that was exciting. Obviously, Puerto Rico not a big footballing nation.
That's right.
But you know, kind of exciting. Josh Saunders, a white guy born in California, is their national goalkeeper.
Yeah, but he's playing for NYCFC.
He is playing for NYCFC. Yeah. I don't know how he's Puerto Rican.
We haven't done the background check, but he says he is.
No, he doesn't say he is. I think he was nationalized in order to be able to play.
But you don't need to be nationalized if you are a.
Are they even allowed to have a national team by FIFA standards?
By FIFA standards, which are very, very low, I think they are allowed.
I mean, depends. You got 20 in your pocket, you know. Teflon Blatt is like, yeah, I don't know. I don't see an envelope. So you're technically not a country. I don't know why he has that accent.
Yeah, I think it's the same reasoning, like how like Wales has their own team and like you know
Wales is their own country.
Wales is they're part of the UK. Like it's like they're not like when I think of England, I think of Wales as well. But is that wrong?
No, that's Britain. Ireland, and Wales. No, Britain is.
This is why I'm the Great.
There's
Britain.
A Great Britain.
Yeah, this is why. So, by FIFA standards, yes, they are perfectly.
You know what? Puerto Rico is allowed to have any British and Welsh.
The Bronx has their national team.
Which
fine.
I got to be honest, I bet you could field a better team with players just from the Bronx,
exactly,
than you would from the island of Puerto Rico. But good for them.
Yeah, yeah.
So Mark Anthony, center forward, tiny.
This is when you think of a Puerto Rico national team, obviously you're not thinking they're going to be dominant or even going to win.
They're the San Marino.
But honestly, I have a terrible, paralyzing fear that we lose
to Puerto Rico in preseason with barely a squad. Who cares?
Oh, I care.
This is a vacation for David Villa. This is all it is. This is all it is.
Yeah.
Let them do whatever they want. I think Patrick Vieira coached his final match for the
development squad.
Yeah, for the development squad. I believe yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
So that was his going away. So he even hasn't had a lot of time with NYCFC yet. You know, now is when everything's going to start happening. So, I mean, who cares what happens against Puerto Rico? To be completely honest, who gives a shit?
I care. I care very much.
You do.
I mean, I don't. Obviously, if they win, I don't care.
Yeah.
But if they lose, I care more than anything on earth.
I got to be honest. I'd probably be furious if we lost as well. Are you going to watch?
I'm going to watch it. It's on the 10th, right? December 10th.
We should have looked that up before.
I'll look it up right now.
Yeah, no, we're on it.
It is, oh man, why isn't it showing up quickly? The 11th. December 11th on the Yes Network.
Very nice. So today's the 8th. That's in 2 days. So Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have Comcast, I know they just dropped Yes. Yes.
That's not good.
So no! In other words, no. Oh, right. Very nice. Both made the same joke. I love it. Fair enough. So if you have Comcast, you don't have that channel. But again, how I watch most American sports or most European sports is illegally on streams online. I suggest you do the exact same thing.
Well, I have DirecTV, so I pay for my television.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Nah,
well, some of us can't afford that because I just have to live on the Upper West Side.
Exactly.
I got to be near gefilte fish at all time. Gefilte? Who knows?
Yeah.
Good for you. No one ever says. All right. Well, anyway, listen, we'll be right back after this break.
We'll talk some little Premier League stuff.
Let's talk a little Euro.
A little fun weekend. And a lot of Premier League and some Champions League news.
Yeah. Why not?
A lot of fun.
All right. We'll be right back.
And how does this rank in your career of victories? What is tonight?
I think, you know, winning the Carling Cup final was unbelievable, but you know, being able to lift the trophy and win the MLS Cup, you know, when everybody doubted us, you know, 3 months ago, people were asking, are we going to make the playoffs? And now we've won it. So it's a massive thing in my career, and I'm just so glad I've been able to do it.
All right, we're talking a little MLS. Nope, now we're talking English Premier League.
Ooh, give you a little...
Way to stay on top of it.
A little okie dokie.
A little juke for you.
God, yeah, everybody's boom. Gonna be, everybody got, yeah, they yeah. just, they.
Like Shaqiri running at defenders. You think he's going one way, he's already past you.
Correct, correct.
Wasn't that movie where they said, like, if you can see him, you're already dead? That's kind of how it is. That, you know, people have said, a lot of people have come out and said that this is like the most boring year for English Premier League, and it's predictable. I think it's the last thing from predictable. I think it's the last thing from boring.
Who are these maniacs?
Who are these monsters that are saying that? Because, I mean, look at Leicester City, you know?
Yeah, also, like, I guess for me, you know, I have no other Premier League year to compare it to. So, to me, this is pretty exciting.
So, as far as you're concerned, Leicester City has been a powerhouse since day one.
They've been killing it.
Yeah. I said they'd be out of the top four by now. Boy, was I wrong. why I don't bet. This is why I don't gamble on sports.
Yeah, because, you know, we obviously, when we see Leicester City, really what gets talked about are they're very dominant, very small, very thin forwards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Guys who look like they stopped doing crystal meth just before the match started.
They're very small people who are, and also not like traditionally, like we've accepted like Iniesta and Messi.
Messi, yeah, regardless of how many.
They're small people.
Did you, by the way, did you know that Messi is slightly autistic?
Well, to be that good of a player, I it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, by the way, first thing I said. Yeah, I didn't know this, that he has, that's why he doesn't do a lot of interviews. He has a tough time in social circles.
Oh.
And he tends to focus on a task, and if he succeeds, he's happy, and if not, which is why he doesn't celebrate a lot. I mean, none of this is confirmed, and I think if it were true, they'd be trying to hide it.
Okay.
But yeah, someone told me, he's like, oh, you never read the story about him? He's Asperger's. He's slightly autistic.
Oh, that's interesting. Wait, I guess as soon as you said, you know, because he doesn't give a lot of interviews, I do sense that he isn't, for such a giant talent and star, you would think he would be a little bit more, he would embrace that stardom a little bit more, but he
Cristiano Ronaldo, not autistic.
He's super not autistic.
Yeah, if there's a slightly, if autistic is like full Asperger's, the opposite of that is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Very much so, yeah.
He's sitting in the sun, he's like, something got a problem over there? Nah, it sucks for you. I'm going to go surfing with a dog with sunglasses. That's Cristiano Ronaldo's life.
Fascinating, yeah.
Sorry, you were talking about smallish players on Leicester.
Yeah, we hear about Vardy, we hear about Mahrez.
Right.
But obviously, that team is just... Obviously, the people feeding Danny Drinkwater is feeding them the ball.
The guy's name is Drinkwater. I mean... here's the thing. What I love about this team is it seems to me like the Moneyball team, you know, like,
yeah.
Like that. And I don't think they were put together with sabermetrics. I don't think that this is one of those clubs, but it seems to me like that. Like, here's guys that don't hit major statistics. Obviously, Jamie Vardy's hitting a major one now, but they're all like gamers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they all find ways to win. They all play to the last whistle. Part of it is that they're having a lot of success right now. Success breeds a lot of confidence, and that can carry you through, right? That's when sports players talk about momentum. I feel like this is what they're talking about. You know, that fear of things are going against us, or that massive rush of adrenaline of things are all going our way. We can't go wrong. And it leads you to try big things, and those things all succeed. So on and so forth. So they're doing great. I mean, other teams not having the greatest season. I mean, Manchester United just basically got knocked out of the Champions League.
They did.
Officially.
That's not good for them.
Louis Van Gaal.
They're also playing very, very boring. I mean, they're not scoring. I mean, that's really the big issue.
They're not scoring. They're playing a boring brand of football.
Look, to their credit, they're not conceding a lot, but they're just not scoring.
Oh, boy, what a way to sell the game. Hey, no one's scoring in this one. Come watch a bunch of guys in red run around with a team in another color.
Yeah.
And a guy with a massive forehead yell at them. And then you could put Rooney there. You could put Louis Van Gaal
initially
there.
I'm like, who are you talking about?
You could put anyone there, really. Right? What's his name? Fergie? Not Fergie. What's his name? I can't remember his
Ferdinand?
Name. Ferdinand? No, not real Ferdinand. Who's
He also has a very large forehead.
Gibbs. Gibbs got a massive forehead, too. The whole team's got big old foreheads. Foreheads bigger than most of Leicester City's players.
Man, they're not looking good. Obviously, like the top of the table is
City
is,
just lost to Stoke.
City just lost to Stoke.
No, it, just lost, by the way, Barcelona dressed up as Stoke for a day. Boy, were those Shaqiri, man.
Shaqiri.
We watched the highlights again. Holy Lord,
gorgeous. Just you with I like we know what Shaqiri is capable of. I play against him in FIFA from time to time. Yeah. He's good.
Kid's a beast.
He's very, very good. So, but you don't expect him to do stuff like that against the team that's at the top of the table.
Yeah, no, you don't. And you know, there, City is a team that could stop almost anyone.
Correct.
And you have Stoke, which is a team that historically has been laughable.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are putting out, are basically saying, look, Vincent Kompany is hurt.
Yeah,
that's what's a sort of affecting them, affecting the team's the back line, but. They also have amazing. They have other backups that are really, really good.
Yeah.
So this stuff like this should not happen. Like, yeah, you can see the goal from time to time, but the way how gorgeous Shaqiri is just like sort of embarrassing your team.
Yeah.
That's something's wrong.
Shaqiri, his hips don't lie because he is running around. His hips are telling the truth, running around.
Yeah, yeah, he has.
Shaqiri.
I mean, obviously, Shaqiri and PK look beautiful together.
Beautiful babies.
Beautiful babies.
Beautiful, beautiful babies. And I remember being a teenager when Shaqiri had those long braids, starting to question a lot of things. Right? Beautiful, beautiful, 3'4" Shaqiri. I don't know how. I bet you Shaqiri shorter than Shakira. I could almost guarantee that.
That's very possible. He is very like he
can
looks
we
like
look that up.
He
is
looks
that possible.
He looks like you know. I know this is not PC, but he looks sort of. He has like a midget limbs.
Yeah,
you know.
You said it the way you shouldn't have said it.
But you know what I mean.
Just I know exactly what you mean.
Dwarf, that sort of dwarfism.
Yeah,
limbs, well, but on a taller man's body.
He reminds me of like one of those Johnny Bravo drawings. You know, like the arms are very big.
Yeah,
the chest is very big. The leg muscles are very big. He's got Ninja Turtle legs. Like, you know, those like drawn muscles you're not even supposed to have. Like that's not allowed.
Yes,
you know? Oh, it's a turtle. So maybe the turtle has those muscles. That's what Shaqiri's legs
is listed at 5'7".
5'7". Shaqiri, I believe, is 5'3".
For Shakira's 5'2".
5'2".
Yeah, listed, but who knows?
Who knows, really?
You know what?
Yeah.
You know.
Gerard Piqué's never even seen her standing up. Only on her back. They have a lot of kids. Or they maybe have two kids. I'm not sure. But nonetheless, no disrespect to Shakira now that I said that. No one's going to think about that because they all turned it off when you said the N word. So,
also, no disrespect to Shakira. He's very talented.
You could have had just as beautiful a baby with Gerard Piqué.
Yeah,
don't let that stop you. The whole group, I think, is, doing a wonderful job there at Stoke. Look, hopefully matches like this create sort of a swell, because I remember, you may not remember this, but 2 or 3 years ago, and I think even at the beginning of this podcast, we were all joking around about Stoke, because the joke was that they were an American football team, that they would hurt you before they would score, that they were rough because they didn't have any talent. Yeah. They were brutes. They would run through brick walls. They needed to wear helmets. I mean, these were all the jokes that normally people would say, and here they are playing a very beautiful brand of football. Good for them.
Amazing.
If Stoke can do it, NYCFC can do it. I think. Can we admit that? Can we say that?
Least, yeah, that is a reasonable hope.
Yeah. So I mean, all across the board, wonderful. Arsenal, I can't ask for anything more besides one more win. And we would be at the top. Yeah. Look, we look great against Sunderland.
Arsenal's been at the top.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the last time when we beat Everton, if I recall. Do you remember that one?
You're welcome.
Remember
that? You're welcome.
I think you're right. Thank you for that. So we have been, and I think we will be. I think we're actually going to win the league this year. I'm pretty excited about it.
Arsenal did win against Sunderland 3-1.
Yep.
Congrats to you.
Thank you.
You did so much. You were so involved in that victory.
So
but my team that I've chosen to support, Everton, another brutal tie.
It's like you went and rescued a dog and they told you it was a Yorkie and it turns out to be a pit bull. And you're like, why is this thing biting me when we're supposed to be playing?
Yes, I was watching the match. This was the Monday night football match.
Right.
So I'm watching it in the afternoon at work, like, you know, sneaky. I got my little tab up, but when people walk by, I minimize accordingly, you know.
Also, the GIF you put up was real.
Yeah, that was very, very real. Yes, yes. It's all authentic. So I'm watching it in a cubicle. And I'm
where British soccer is supposed to be watched.
the best way,
the traditional way of watching it.
And man, it's just they were playing some good attacking football, just could not close. They could not close.
Seems to me like the goalpost from the Red Bull game went across.
They shipped it. They obviously shipped it over to Crystal Palace.
Right.
Well, they played in Goodison Park this time, but man.
They shipped it to Goodison Park over in right in the Merseyside.
Yeah.
And boy, did that thing have a magnet for the ball, huh?
Over and over. It was,
which means you won the game of hitting the goalpost. I know, like, you didn't win the official.
Yeah, there's a separate league for that.
Yeah.
We're on top.
You know who's number one right now, baby. There's only one. That's you. I know there's goal differential, but is there a goalpost differential?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a woodwork differential?
It was, they hit the post so much that you knew they were going to get scored on first.
Yeah.
That it's like there's something, it's so deflating when you hit the post. So if you hit it more than once, it's already.
Not your day. Yeah.
So you know when you play defense, you don't play defense as hard.
Of course.
Because you're like, we should be up already.
We should be up 3-0. Yeah.
They conceded.
You beat the keeper and couldn't get it in.
Yeah. It's look, and they had chances. They had and they created those chances that they looked good. Just a couple bad breaks that it's crazy that they happen in one game.
You're like the Charlie Brown.
Why, with somebody pulling the football
out. Pulling the football out. Right every time, and you fall for it every single time.
So, Lukaku, who has been amazing this season.
He's been great. He's another one of those.
Second or third on
the goalpost finders.
I think he's winning the
official goalpost hunter. Yeah, woodwork hunter.
But I believe he's second or third in goals this season.
Mm-hmm.
He's been great. And Jerry. Dale LeFeu.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's been great.
Yeah, you know, he played for Barca B. He was supposed to be a starter at Barcelona, but decided to stay where he went on loan.
Yeah.
Hoping, you know, because apparently, you know, he wouldn't start for a long time because there's a guy named Messi playing there.
Yeah, that's in your way.
Yeah, and then you get guys like Neymar and Luis Suarez. Okay, so all of a sudden your name's a little lower on the list. But yeah, De La Feo decided to go to Everton, and he's been great. Now, the big issue, I think, is that the rest of the team doesn't necessarily play his style of football.
He had a lot of trouble just connecting passes.
Right.
You know,
because he sees spaces that no other player sees.
I agree. Yeah, and I think Lukaku is still adjusting. Him and Barkley and even Kone are still adjusting to how he plays, because he plays Spanish football.
Yes, he does.
He looks good, and defenders are afraid of him.
Yeah, and he will run at defenders.
They give him so much space because they don't know what he's going to do.
No one has a clue.
I mean, he was responsible for the goal that we did score.
Yeah.
And it was a great cross, and it was like, finally, he got one. Like, Lukaku was where Dale LeFeu wanted him to be.
Right.
But
I honestly think, and I know this is going to sound like sacrilege to you, but I think...
I mean, did you hear the second segment? There was a lot of sacrilege.
Yeah. Sounds bad. And we threw out the M word on this one. So we're pretty much... We're ready to go for what I'm about to say.
Be clear, because you say kind of quick, the M word. Yeah. M as in Mary.
Oh, my God, yes. I said the M word. Yeah. People are going to go back and listen to the second segment. Did he drop the N word on that one? I know he's dark-skinned, but that's rude for this podcast that kids listen to on their car on the way to open practices. So if you're still listening, if your parents still allow you to listen, thank you so much for listening. But anyway, what I'm saying is I think Roberto Martinez might not be the right coach, might not be the right manager for this club, because it seems to me that someone who can teach that type of game would be a little better, because it seems to me like they're very heavily loaded up front.
Mm-hmm.
They seem like a very dangerous team in the final third. They just need to be able to get the ball up there. I think Delafeu is the guy to be able to be up there and to do all that and sort of direct. Maybe Roberto Martinez is not the guy to lead this club.
I mean, I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
Because I do think he's...
We're on NPR now for some reason.
I didn't want to flip the podcast table over.
Which would be a lot. It's an island.
Because imagine if I did do that, the level of strength, you would be like, wow.
He's really upset by my suggestion. Yeah. And he did all that without yelling the N-word, which I think is very impressive.
Roberto Martinez, I think is great. I honestly don't think that's the issue. I think De La Feu, I if I'm correct, again, I've just started following this team. I don't think he started the season at that position, but I could be wrong. I don't think he started. So I think they're sort of still adjusting. But they look, Barkley and Lukaku have chemistry. They're doing what they're supposed to.
Him and Kone together look great.
They look good.
Yes.
The last two games, they really just should have won. Obviously, they should have won the Bournemouth match.
Yeah.
But I don't think the manager is the issue. I don't know.
All right, maybe we'll argue another time.
They're not dominant. They're not a dominant team.
They have the talent for it.
They have the talent, but they're a young squad, and I think they're still sort of figuring each other out.
Yeah.
But I think... Look, even having this consistency of a lot of ties throughout the year, look, they're there.
Yeah, draws.
I mean, what? I mean, that's what goes in, you know, that's what you wear. Yeah, that's what you, that's your underwear.
Well, that's also what happens when you have the equal score at the end of 90. Maybe that's something we'll argue on another time. I don't have to argue that on my side because we have Arsene Wenger, the greatest manager of all time. And, you know, big French Jesus is my name for him.
Sure. I mean, look, he can stay as manager. Stop doing photo spreads.
Does he look good for a man his age. I got so upset when I saw that. I'm like, look at him in this jacket. I don't fit in this jacket. I'm 34 years old. He's 65 or something like that.
Yeah.
Got caught cheating on his wife a couple years ago. Wife said, we're French. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. This guy's living the life.
She was like, what took you so long?
Yeah. Come on, buddy. You're out there. You're traveling. You got couches all over the place. All right. This has been a very odd episode. I hope you've enjoyed it.
Not odd at all.
No, this is a microcosm of who we are.
Oh, this has been great.
We have some nice, fun, surprises in store for our fans coming up. We got some additions.
There's a video coming out.
Yeah, we got a video coming out. We got a lot of stuff.
Go to YouTube.
Yeah, check it out. We took part in a FIFA competition to play FIFA.
FIFA 16.
Not to see who's the new president of the organization.
That's next week.
That's another video we're going to release. That one's going to be a 30-second video. Security's very tight. We went to a FIFA competition. And like, we'll just talk about it. We'll just watch the video and see how great we did. Why Christian and I don't like teenagers anymore. So watch that. Again, you can follow us on @SoccerCooligans on Instagram. Thank you so much for everyone who's on our Instagram. We know you're very active and we're not. We're going to try to get back on there and answer a lot of your questions and comments. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to tell your friends about our YouTube channel. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Don't forget to put your email on our website so you can hear and see about our stuff right away. As soon as we release videos, you'll get it right away. You'll have it before your friends do, just like the Dope Jordans, except it's a video of me and Christian being funny and stupid and talking about couches, probably.
Well, just as valuable as Jordans.
Just as valuable as
Jordans. Find us at Flight Club. You'll see us.
Yeah, just wrapped in plastic. All right, listen, this has been fun. My name is Alexis Guerrero.
My name is Christian Polanco. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to The Cooligans.